story about rhubarb back on the farm was my dad's Uncle Leo, who lived in Dale. Huge garden for what? I don't know. Only had two daughters, and they were married and long gone. And he was a widower for a long time, but he still put out this huge garden. Then, of course, being children of the Depression, even a little bit earlier, you can't let anything go to waste. So he would have this huge garden. Well, we would go over and visit him being the widower and all, and spend time over there. And then one time, probably back in the, I'm going to say, early to mid-60s, we were gifted with three rhubarb plants. Rhubarb being a cool season perennial. Mom planted them on the west side of the house, kind of out of the way of the field, but right on the edge of the field. And then, again, her being a child of the Depression, you can't let anything go to waste. So she would pile manure around them, kind of take care of them in the fall. And in the springtime, they would send out shoots, and they would get to be about, I would say, about a foot long. Multiple shoots, maybe 6, 8, 10 per plant. And cut the leaves off, which were poisonous, and then she would cut the stalks up and make rhubarb pie. And the rhubarb pie was good for quick eating, but then again, you have too much rhubarb early in the season. So I can remember for several years she made kind of like applesauce, except it was rhubarb sauce, and would cook it, and it ended up looking like applesauce. And we put them in little plastic containers in the freezer, then you could pull them out when you were ready to use the rhubarb sauce. But her big thing was rhubarb pie, and for that you just cut the rhubarb into like half inch cubes or chunks, and then she would put in a pie shell and pour custard all over it and bake it, and life was really good. Kind of tart, but then the custard kind of mellowed that out. Anyway, at that point in time, we weren't milking all that many cows, and she had time to kind of fool around with things like that. That was all right. Then as time went on, probably into the 70s, we were milking more cows, and it got to be more of a chore to take care of the little rhubarb plants, but she did tend to them. And then probably through the 80s, not much time to tend to things like this, so she actually tried to kill rhubarb off. Not much time to make pies, so she's just kind of going, well, if I don't have rhubarb, I won't make pies, and that's that. Well, the little rhubarbs must be tough because they survived her trying to mow over them for a few years. Anyway, in about 1992, we built a new milk house. Well, that kind of solved a lot of the time problem because we had been milking about 6 or 7 hours a day and trying to squeeze all the field work in. And at that point in time, the milking went from about 7 hours a day down to about 2.5 hours total. So she had time to fool with this kind of stuff. At that point in time, she decided to start taking care of the rhubarb again. So anyway, we're back to the rhubarb pies on relatively frequent occurrences in the springtime. And then, like I said, you would probably get a cutting in, oh, I don't know, maybe the second, third week of April, and probably another cutting first week of May. It grows relatively fast when the temperature is cool. Then as the summer comes along, gets hot, then it slows way down, but you still get some cuttings. So she would make rhubarb pie during the course of the summer. Then towards fall, you'd get another cutting then. And that was pretty good eating. When we were out chopping solids, you'd come in, you didn't want to eat a full meal, so you'd grab a piece of rhubarb pie and a glass of chocolate milk, and life was really good.